I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jamie is here, like all our guests. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you? What is going on?
Hello, I am good, and I am currently sitting in our makeup room at KCAL News in Los Angeles talking to you. Usually I'm in the car,
yeah,
but I have some more work to finish up, so I've extended my time in the office to speak with you today.
Thank you. Take us through the makeup process for TV. People would be curious. What happens? What do you do? Do you have like 7-8 people working with you? What does the team look like?
No. I have to say, too, I give major props to all the Twin Cities on-air talent at all the local news stations. They do not have a makeup artist. I don't know how the early morning people do it. I don't know how the late people, like, touch themselves up and still look great. So kudos to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all of your TV stations. We have one makeup artist here at KCAL, and she does, if I can count correctly, Kalina, Shiva, me, Rutabay, Amber, Paul,
jeez,
Suzanne, Christine, and whatever guests we have. So 8 to 10 people a morning.
That's a busy person.
She can get us done. I'm kid you not. She cranks people out in under 20 minutes.
Wow. So
it's pretty impressive.
We haven't talked just the logistics of doing the morning show again, right? And obviously it was a huge part of your success here. It's a grind, though, work in the morning. So, like, what time are you waking up and what time are you arriving to the studio?
Okay, so again, I give major props to the people who have to go on very early in the morning. I do not have to do that. I still get up early, trust me, but I'm not as early as some of my counterparts. So we have a 4:30 a.m. show. That young lady comes in. She's usually here by, I think, no later than 3 a.m. So she's getting up anywhere from 2 to 3 o'clock and racing in. Then you have the 5 o'clock newscast. So those people are coming in, you know, anywhere between 3 and 4 o'clock. Then you've got the 6 a.m. is an anchor change out. So you got the 6 a.m. person coming in around 4. And then you've got me at 7 a.m., usually trying to get here by about 5. And then we have, you know, different weather change outs and all those kinds of things. So anywhere from 3 o'clock in the morning to 6 a.m., people are coming in for their various shows and daytime parts and things like that. And then everyone has kind of a different role afterwards. Some people have to anchor later shows and are here. I do stuff for all of our platforms at CBS. So sometimes I'm out in the field. Sometimes I'm here. Sometimes I'm shooting a story for the station. So everybody's kind of got a different thing. But so, you know, then everyone's out at different times, right? 11, noon, 1, whatever the case may be.
Okay. So the typical person who watched you and Jason in the morning, who then goes to L.A. and watches you for a week, on KCAL, how different would it be?
I'm still a total goofball.
Well, no, I know you are the same.
News.
No.
The news will be different?
Yeah, the segments saying? And how it plays out. Yeah, you've changed zero. I know that.
Well, leopards don't change the spots, you know what I mean?
That's correct. And it's good, too.
Right. It is different in the sense, like, you know, every time we have a pursuit, we are live on air following the pursuit for however long it takes. This morning there was a pursuit that took 10 minutes. The guy gave up, you know, pulled over, was arrested, and we moved on with the other news of the day.
Yep.
You're not going to see that in Minneapolis, but, you know, in terms of like weather coverage, you guys have much more impactful storms and you have, you know, different changes of seasons, but if it rains out here, I mean, we act like it's the biggest deal on the planet. I think when you guys get snow, it's the biggest deal on the planet.
Yes,
so,
correct.
You know, some stuff's the same and some is very different. But I think, you know, in terms of personalities, I work with a great group of people, just like I did at WCCO. It's all part of the CBS family. I feel like they do, you know, they do hire people who are family. So in that respect, too, I don't think you'd see much difference in terms of just friendly faces and people who have a sense of humor.
When I used to chat with Majors when he was working out there with KCBS and the chases would take place, he would admit he grew tired of him quickly, but they brought in people, they brought in numbers. You never knew what could happen. So,
well, it's also a public safety situation. You know, I think about it here in Los Angeles, and I mean, we're just set up so differently than so many other places in the country with our, you know, freeway systems and interstates and how things are connected. And, you know, I mean, we're next to Mexico. It's, you know, you've got people that can do very dangerous things, go at very high speeds, depending on where they're at. And, you know, that can create problems too. I mean, we had a chase a couple weeks ago, you know, kept going around various schools, trying to find, you know, an outlet somewhere, but it's, you know, you get kids coming and going in and out of school. Like, you need to be able to inform people what's going on and maybe stay away from this area or, you know, be on the lookout. This guy got away, that kind of thing.
Hang on. I want to pause here on time. I want to come back. I want to talk small businesses. Dave found an interesting story just on, you know, the power of small businesses, but then how committed are all of us to buy from small businesses, as Dave typed in the email. As I'm sending this, I'm about to go to Amazon here in about 5 seconds. You know, how many of us balance that out? Our friend Jamie Yucas is here. It's 45 past one on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's 1:50. Back with Jamie. I'll remind you, Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to keep your basement dry and get 75% off installation labor on leaf guard gutters. Mr. Harrigan found a story today for me. Most adults, close to 90%, say small businesses have a positive effect on the way things are going in the country these days. We can give you all sorts of data, too, on how much they count for businesses and how many businesses are out there. Okay. Jamie, I'm on texters and you first.
Okay.
How dedicated are you to going to a small business versus, you know what, this is convenient. This is in front of me. I like this product. I know I can rely on it. I'm on my laptop. I'm on my phone, whatever. And it's right there versus, you know what, I'm just going to make maybe a little more effort if it's necessary, because plenty of small businesses are online also. But whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to go to more of a small local business, wherever I might be living, including now that you're living in Southern California.
Well, I think it's circumstantial, to be honest with you, because I think if all of a sudden, you know, because I think about this too, like if I need toilet paper and I am passing a small business that I can also like get other convenience items and just grab milk or something else, sure, I'll buy it from the small business. But if I'm at Target, I'm probably going to buy my toilet paper at Target, right? If I'm sitting at home and all of a sudden there's like some specialty item I may need, I'm probably going online. However, I will tell you that most of my gifts that I give people, I always go to the small business. I think of a lot of my coworkers. There's a couple really cute stores here on Ventura Boulevard and the Valley, which is where the studio is. And I make sure and stop in there. I think if it's a coffee shop, I'm always finding, like, I don't go to Starbucks. If I'm going to actually, like, buy a coffee and spend money on it and not just drink my little black coffee at home, I'm going to find the small mom-and-pop coffee shop in my neighborhood. I buy my bread from the little baker in my neighborhood. You know, the bar that I go to, I know that the husband and wife who own it. You know, so I think it's one of those things that I think it's just circumstantial. Like, I love the idea of getting everything from a small business, but I just don't, it's not always practical. So I think I do it when I can. And if I can't, then, you know, I don't beat myself up about it.
I think that's an excellent answer, Dave. I want you to chime in too. I think Jamie goes further than a lot of people, right? I think we are, it's just so.
I will say though, Chad, this is, now that I'm thinking about it too, just the difference, you know, because I took you to that restaurant,
yeah,
you know, with
great.
Your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's family.
We didn't get
right?
enough dessert.
We only got 22. We didn't get all 25.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a husband and wife who own that place. And
yep.
so I like
right.
taking people to that place. However, you also noticed, I'm sure you did, in that neighborhood, that is the one thing about, I think, Southern California is we're so good about having our neighborhoods full of small businesses, you know, that I don't have to just go to Target. I don't have to just get it online. I can be driving home, eating dinner at that place, you know, stop on the way home for milk, maybe grab a bottle of wine from this mom and pop convenience store, you know, and pick up a sweater for my friend's dog for the dog's birthday that weekend, all within the same strip of stuff.
Among the texts, when it comes to children's gifts, I always have to go, I always try to go to the local mom and pop shops in my hometown. Dave, how about you? Where is your balance on this?
Shamelessly, I love Amazon. I think I've told you it's the greatest American company that's ever existed.
Okay.
That said, if I'm going out to eat, I want to go to a small business. If I'm getting, you know, there's a few people, you know, around Christmas time, you buy for the same people that I never have an idea for. There's a couple small business shops around that I know I will find something there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yes, but I mean, day-to-day items. Love you, small businesses, but it's going to be Target or Amazon. It's just easier. It's more convenient. And it's cheaper.
Or Costco or Walmart or whatever. Yeah, whatever's in your town.
I'm probably a little closer to Dave just because of convenience. But I will say on gifts, I like finding the smaller, unique places. In fact, there was a store I would go to a lot for my oldest son because he really liked what they had there. And his birthday was recently. It was earlier this month. And I went to that store, and it was closed. And I was just bummed. I was bummed because when I would go to that store, Jamie, I would talk to the folks. They were fun. They were engaging. Like, they were really helpful, and they had good stuff. And I just thought, again, I read about it, and it wasn't like they just said, hey, we're retiring. It was, unfortunately, the economic circumstances have hit us like so many people, and we have to say goodbye. You know? So I applaud people who do it. I don't think you need to hang your head in shame, though, if you're Dave or, okay, last night, I needed stuff. Q and I went over to Target, along with 500 million other people last night. You know, I don't think I have to sneak back in the neighborhood and hide my Target bags from everybody else.
Target is the hometown hero, right, in Minneapolis. So, you know, we appreciate them employing as many people as they do. So not gonna rip on Target.
Sounds like she wanted to, Dave. Doesn't it sound like?
Yeah. Sounds like she's, you know, hey, read between the lines, people.
90 seconds left. Obviously, what's going on in college campuses is especially a big deal. Northeast part of the country, and we had a situation in Minneapolis also on the U of M campus today with some arrests. How prominent is it out there on the many campuses around L.A.?
It's happening a lot in Northern California right now. We've heard about it on a couple of campuses here in Southern California, but it seems things have been okay. There was more of a concern just with our Jewish neighborhoods and Passover
yep.
the last couple of
sure.
days. So, you
Terrible.
Know, it's one of those things
Sad.
You're just kind of watching, you know, watching and keep making notes as to what's transpiring out there. But, yeah, it seems a lot of Northern California schools have been dealing with this over the last week for sure.
Great stuff as always. Have a great day. We'll talk next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.
Jamie with us. And, again, protesting, zero problem with it. None. When the behavior gets abhorrent, threatening, violent, and businesses have no control of it, it's a joke. I mean, we talked about it about this time yesterday with Columbia University. And now saying for the rest of the semester, hybrid learning. Come on. And if anybody thinks it's slowing down, you are delusional. Tom Hauser, our guy in the political side of the state senator's arrest. We'll get to that early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.